Cool beans.
About time you goddamn did something.
Hey, I got you to 1,000, buddy.
Coming to you live from Pussy Creek, Ohio, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's Job Hunt, IBWIP Speakeasy, Master Piss Theater, the harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice, and your winning lottery picks with your co-hosts, Whiskey Chaser, The Voice, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 161 of A Burnous IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. Blake Clayton, and thank you all so much for joining us. IBWIP.com is your place to be for all our episodes. We've got hyperlinks to all of our fancy, dancy social medias. Dustin just blows up while he's here, which is awesome.
Explode. What?
And I have with me some friends. A couple of these guys are friends. First off, the man who basically writes everything for the show, does everything, prints it out, color coats it. The man who was... The man who fought a lion at the St. Louis Zoo to see who had the superior mane and won, Locks of Love Jason.
That, you know what? In the lion's defense, thank you, first of all. Thank you so much for applause. In the lion's defense, he was very ill.
And old. He was ill. But still counts. Welcome.
It still counts. Thank you very much.
Are you hot? You look sweaty.
I am just...
Toasty? Why don't you take your shirt off?
I might. You know what? Maybe you got the Dustin bump. You're about to get the chest bump.
Oh, I am.
All right. Across from me, find a penny, pick it up, and all day you'll have Whiskey Chaser.
Oh, yeah. In your pocket. In your pants all day long.
In your pants, you'll not only have a penny, you'll have Whiskey Chaser just right there saying, Hey, don't walk so fast.
You're chafing me.
You're scrunching my nose. All right, and the man we call social media, we call this guy The Voice. This is the guy who is always sleeping with the radio on and does one hell of a Rocky imitation, The Voice, Dustin.
Hey, yo, I'm back again.
It is so good to have you guys back for another week. I thought last episode we blew the shit off of just... There's shit all
taking
everywhere.
It to new heights.
We blew it up.
And now the shit's gone. We blew it off the walls.
Yeah.
Cleaned house.
There's no mosquitoes, there's no moss, there's no shit. It's just good times.
And here we are again.
And it was such a good episode. We went over an hour. I said, you know what? Caution to the wind. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You can't... When something that perfect is going on...
It's Monday night. Let's get crazy.
Yeah. Monday night. Let's get crazy, crazy, crazy. It is Monday night?
Yeah.
No, it was.
Was a Monday night.
It was a Monday night.
There was football. We said, fuck football.
Football.
Although, nowadays... I've got plenty of time to work on this show. So from now on, these shows are going to be above Jimmy Pardo's show.
Because you've stopped sleeping, right? Huh? Because you've stopped sleeping. You have so much time now because you just stopped sleeping.
I don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I worry constantly.
Yeah, I know that.
I no longer have a job.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wah,
wah. Yeah. So I'm not getting sex. I don't have a job, which means I'm not getting a paycheck. So if anybody has ever
had sex at your job with your boss,
well, no, my wife says if you don't have a check, you can't get sex.
Oh,
is that how it works?
Burn.
I'm never getting married.
I hear you.
I'm never getting laid.
never ever gonna get it. No, but
the job, man.
Job. I don't have it. That's why I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So I'm on the market. So if any of you IBWIP listeners who either are new at it or have been listening for a long time, listen. For 7 years, I've been giving you this wonderful entertainment for free. Never charged you. Just to let you know, in a couple months, that internet bill is going to not get paid. So if you want to donate, now is the time. I'm not asking you to donate $20. I'm not asking you to donate $150,000. A couple bucks here and there.
Right in the middle, about 55,000 grand.
Yeah, 55,000 grand.
Are we gonna have a telethon?
I've had one before. We raised $800 for autistic children.
Are Chase and I gonna be like part of the giveaway packages?
Yeah.
Are there things that have been promised that I'm not aware of or privy to?
No, people just donate.
Oh, okay.
There's just a button.
I just wanted to make sure.
I want you guys to use your body to help the show.
I'm going
to
be recording people's voicemail messages for, you know, so much money.
There you go.
I want Rocky to do my outgoing message.
Hey, yo, you can't go on the phone right now.
So, yeah, I The Big Yellow Machine has let me go again for the second, third.
The Transformers? You work for the Transformers?
Yes, I work for the Transformers. The last movie with Donnie Wahlberg didn't go so well.
Bumblebee's a fucker.
And yeah, Bumblebee, he looks all nice and he's not. He's
well, here's
not
the thing
nice
about Transformers is that they're robots in disguise.
Right.
They're more than meets the eye.
That's what I've heard. We are simpatico on Transformers.
They're robots in disguise. I thought I just worked for a bunch of cars and trucks and.
That's what you think. That's yeah. Well, maybe they thought you knew too much.
Oh,
and we're.
But I didn't know anything.
I know. Well, yeah, now you know why Jason and I don't work for him.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah,
we don't know shit.
I steer clear of the Autobots.
I'm gonna be. You know what? I'm gonna become a Decepticon. I'm gonna apply a Komatsu.
You're gonna turn into a robot?
I'm gonna apply a Komatsu.
Okay.
Say what?
Komatsu. You know.
Yeah.
I'm like Asians. I can deal with you guys. Easy.
The Chinaman doppelganger.
Chinaman doppelganger sounds good. Oh, we got a hell of a show.
You know what I really love about IBWIP?
What do you really love, Chase?
I really love the speakeasy.
Uh-huh. IBWIP speakeasy.
Yeah, it's my favorite game. Let's play around.
I remember what happened last time we played that.
Yeah, that's the one that Eli became famous, and I could not post the promo video because it would have been child pornography.
You could have just blurred out his underpants.
That would have made it look
Spider-Man
worse.
Underwear.
There's just this kid walking in with a big blur from below the waist.
You know what you do? You just put a big block, a black box there, and just say in the box to say, "Trust me, this kid's not naked." That's what you do.
That's a big box. Trust me, this kid's not naked.
Well, the kid was packing some heat, too.
No, but I do believe Dustin said something to the effect of peanut butter. And then a child came out in his underwear with an old man face, I believe.
Yeah, he had an old man face and was in his tidy whities
to hug everyone.
Yeah,
it looked like he's a very loving child.
Yes, very loving.
But it looked like he had just put like a whole pack of like sweet tarts in his mouth. His face just scrunched up like an old
man. Yeah, and then he was hunched over like he had like a big huge bales of cement, dried cement on his back. He was carrying
and then sidled up and gave us all sidearm hugs.
He's a very sweet boy. I remember like one of the first times I came over here, he was doling out hugs. I don't know you, but I guess I'll hug you. I'll hug you, boy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got to hug.
Brothers got to hug it out.
These boots are worth more than your life.
Well, Chase, when you're on the show, you're like a VIP.
Oh, well, thank you. Is that why I'm sitting in this
a very important
chair?
Podcaster.
Yes, that's why you're sitting. Luckily, I got it all ready to go.
Hey there, fellas. Think you're quick on your feet? A rough and tumble? Well, knock three times on the door and join the fun. It's time for IBWIP Speakeasy. The drinks ain't free, but the gals and the dancing is.
Proper English.
Fancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't mess around here.
Loving the Joplin.
We used to just say, we'll just fucking show up and see what happens. Now, we spend hours doing
slaving. Needlessly.
Bumps.
Needlessly.
Doing bumps. All right, so here's the game, IBWIP Speakeasy. I will start it off with a sentence, and we will go around the room and continue the story and see where it goes.
We do it for like an hour, don't we? About an hour straight?
We'll just do it for 45 minutes.
We'll do it until Eli comes in his underwear.
I did get confirmation via text that he is asleep.
All right.
I'll go get him real quick.
We are,
wake him up.
We're able to go ahead and do this without any kind of...
Wouldn't it be great if he was in his pajamas? I was like, no, get down to your underwear, boy. Come on down here.
You know the role.
When I have friends over and they've been drinking, you're supposed to come down in your underwear.
You hug them in your underpants, son.
Always. All right, so everybody ready? We're going to go counterclockwise because Jason has a phobia of clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you go, then I go, huh?
Yes, I have to start it off. I have a special sentence to start off with, and you just go as long as you need to and then kind of prepare the other person. All right. I have a huge secret that I am about to reveal.
I'm not sure if this is the place to do it, but I figure I have this public platform, and I think this is the time to get it off my chest. It's been weighing on me for years. But when I was a young boy...
I spent way too much time at summer camp in the locker room staring down my fellow camping boys, and things started to change on the inside. You know, things started to change down below the waistline, and I had questions. I had numerous questions like,
should I reveal this secret or not? It was only at that moment in the locker room that I decided many years later that I would be on a podcast about ready to reveal a secret.
It's not so much that I felt different around the other kids. I mean, because you know, we all had the same things. But when Counselor Bob came into the shower room, it made me feel kind of
weird because he informed me, you have a third testicle. And I thought that was normal. But I guess it's not. Because then he...
He reached down and he grabbed my third testicle and gave it a quick tug to make sure it was really attached. He told me, don't tell your dad. And for the first time, I realized that this wasn't normal. The third testicle was actually an anomaly. I didn't know what to do, so I confided in my very best friend, Locks of Love, Jason, at the time. And his advice to me was,
hey, don't worry about your third testicle, man. I, too, have a testicle problem. But I only have one testicle.
What we should do is combine our testicles to have two pair of testicles. But I'm getting off track. I need to go back to why I'm really here talking. It's about the secret that I'm going to reveal. And this secret is probably going to make you guys think a lot differently of me.
Because, I mean, if you think three testicles is nothing to shake your dick at, yeah, your mind is going to be blown. See, what happened was,
I had removed my third testicle, and with an old sewing needle, into the night, I snuck into his bunk, and sewed my third testicle onto him so that he had a complete set. We've been best friends ever since. So I have this connection with Locks of Love, this lifelong connection. And I just wanted the world to know on this public platform that him and I are one via my third testicle and his newfound second.
The truth is, while I did attach the second testicle to him, I just put it into his sack and it's not really attached to anything inside. So it's just a floating, dying testicle within.
A lot of you are probably confused right now. What is the secret? Is it that Chase put the testicles into Jason, or that Jason put them back into Chase? And or actually me, because I'm still the story. That's not even remotely close to the actual main secret that I need to reveal. I'm tired of beating around the bush. There's only I feel like friends around you guys, so I'm going to go ahead and let it out. Last week, I bought a teddy bear.
And then I shit on it.
Vigorously. Vigorously shit on my teddy bear, and I don't care who knows it. If this changes what you think about me, then so be it. I have to move on with my life.
And admittedly so, it was not the first fluffy animal that has felt my bowel wrath. As a matter of fact, every Christmas I would receive plush toys and use them instead of the 2-ply toilet paper supplied to me by my very own parents. The end.
The end. Wow.
The end. That was heavy.
That went all over the place, but you know what? It was smooth. What do you think, Dustin?
I think, yeah. You know, we had ball talk. We had poop talk. And I think that was all my fault. But he kept saying, I have another secret. So I felt I had to keep going further and further with it. You don't even want to know where I was going to go next.
The third testicle. Sewed to Jason.
Sewed to the teddy bear.
And then I was like, wait. And then because you said, but little does he know, I went put it back on him or something.
I meant like he just put it into my nutsack. He didn't attach it to anything in
he
my
He just
nutsack.
Set it on your chest. You like, woke up in the morning, had this random testicle sitting on you.
It's like the same.
That'd be weird.
The same surprise and happiness when you lift up your pillow after putting your tooth under there. It's like, oh, there's a testicle on my chest.
Oh, God. Well, let me.
If I had a nickel for every time I woke up with a testicle on my chest,
I would be a hero.
Yeah, that's one like buffalo 15 nickel. Cents.
Oh, well, let me play the outro to this here. Sounds really familiar. We got plenty of time to fuck around. We have so much time to fuck around.
Right. Let's play the game again.
Okay.
No.
Do a second round.
I'd rather, like, you know, when I come on here, I like listening to music, so... Is it cool if we play a song now?
Yeah, we can just have a lot going. Right. We have a lot going on in the second half.
I've got one. It's a favorite for, well, you decide why. Let's listen to Pokey Lafarge's awesome song, Bow-Legged Woman.
It Burns When I Pee is a lover and a fighter. I know because he told me.
On a sunny September day, down in Tennessee where we would book to play. Lights shone down on a little dance floor. I seen a woman never seen before. Love her hit you like a ton of bricks when a bow-legged woman starts shaking it. Black hair and it was piled high. Never seen a girl do it or even try. She buys bobby pins by the pound just to keep that big head down. Love her hit you like a ton of bricks when a bow-legged woman starts shaking it. But she took that thing, put it on a string. Started dancing round, moving up and down, shake side to side, man, she worked so fine. Had to beg a bow-legged woman to give me back that heart of mine. From a dream, knew that I'd seen that girl before. Down in Tennessee on a little dance floor, love hit you like a ton of bricks when a bow-legged woman starts shaking it. But she took that thing, put it on a string, started dancing around, moving up and down, shake side to side, man, she was so fine. Had to beg a bow-legged woman to give me back that heart of mine. Well, you know it must have been my time. Me and that girl were doing just fine. Tennessee, Florida, and St. Louis. Oh, it comes a shaker for me. Love hits like a ton of bricks when a bow-legged woman starts shaking it. But she took that thing.
Yeah, she took that thing.
Put it on a string. Started dancing around. Moving up and down.
Check side to side.
Man, you were so fine. Love hits like a ton of bricks. Man, you were so fine. Love hits like a ton of bricks when a bow-legged woman starts taking it. When a bow-legged woman starts shaking it.
By now, you know how to contact us, but how in the hell do we contact you? Send us an electronic piece of mail at blake@ibwip.com to give us your contact information. You can also feel free to leave us your contact info in the comments section of your YouTube page, our YouTube page, Facebook, Instagram, or Vine. Once we have your info, we promise to call you every day, every hour, on the hour, to let you know we're safe.
Flowing, well, the band's too drunk to keep going.
grab me another beer. I'm at the speakeasy.
Welcome back to the show, friends. It's the party that does not never end. This is IBWIP. Thank
That's
you
a
for
double
listening.
Negative.
Hey, they don't know.
What do you call them?
They ain't
got to
know about it. It can be a double negative.
That's right. It could be. Okay, I'm with you now. That was Speakeasy Solution by one of our favorites.
Yes.
Carry Nation and also the Speakeasy. So, good song. Yeah, how many times you say you sing them live? 20 times?
1,700 times.
1,700 times.
You're practically a member of the band.
Yeah. 4 or 5 times for this.
You're
guy
like here. The guy from Mighty Mighty Boston's, like, dances on just, stage.
What do they call
stuff.
That? What's the.
Skanking?
Skanking, that's yeah. right.
Ooh.
The guy who only skanks.
Yeah, he just dances that's on stage. Right. How would you like that to be your dad? What's your dad do for. Ah, yeah, he dances on stage.
My dad's a skanker.
What the fuck
He's
are you guys
a
talking about?
For the Boston's.
Mighty Mighty Boston's.
There's a guy.
Got 35
that's his
members.
Job. He just dances. Singers. He doesn't sing. Well, he sings a little bit now. I think he was like, hey, guys, I've been dancing for like 15 years. How about you give me a mic and I can sing a little bit?
That's all he does.
Not kinda, Joey. You just keep dancing.
Kind of like with the Public Enemy, Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
He just has the clock.
Yeah, he doesn't.
No, just Flavor Flav goes, yeah, boy.
Get up and get down. 911 is a joke.
It is.
Within the confines of your own town. Next on the show, a segment we haven't done for a while. I think it was literally last year. It's been about a year since we did it.
Yeah. Because we have so much fresh...
Fresh meat.
Fresh meat and fresh material.
Give me the meat.
That we're like, when we meet every other week to go over the show, just shit.
Yeah.
Again.
And then we invite you guys to come here to blast that shit right off the walls, which you do. Yep. So thank you very much.
Because, I don't mean to toot our horns, but it's pretty simple coming in here and just... Going with
we
it,
just
right?
spew so yeah. much new content. We just try to shove it in these shows, but sometimes we don't get to another segment for like a year. Like case in point.
Yeah, but for you guys, I mean, we write such a good show that it's easy for you, right?
Oh yeah,
it's
a cakewalk.
Yeah,
you guys took dance classes to literally learn how to waltz right into this kitchen.
Exactly,
and do this, which we appreciate. We will refund you for those.
I
classes.
Do a mean box step.
Hey,
Charleston Chew.
Here we go.
Are we gonna play this intro? Then?
Are you gonna intro?
I was gonna set it up.
Okay, set it up and.
This is a segment where we read famous pieces of literature, and sometimes you read those pieces of literature and you have no idea what they're saying, what it means, but we're going to help you out. We're going to decipher what that means in a little segment that we like to call Master Piss Theater.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is time once again for a rousing round of Master Piss Theater. The game in which our contestants will take turns deciphering some of literature's most divisive works. Enjoy.
I forgot we recorded that, and I already set up what was going on for this segment.
I thought that was the bit that you repeated it.
Oh, that was. I did it on purpose, and it was so funny.
as people that have listened to a show or two... Do you guys ever listen to them?
Oh, yeah.
I do. I download and put them shits on my iPod.
My Stitcher app.
You can listen to this after we record it?
Yeah. Yeah, you can listen to it after we record it.
Totally done
It's
that.
In the cloud.
it's in the cloud. We're going to get nude pictures of us. We're going to be all over the place. I have a tendency not to read aloud very well. My mother informed me not too long ago, when I was discussing this problem with her, she did say that's why I was held back in first grade because of my poor reading aloud skills. So
poor little lamb.
And obviously, going through first grade twice doesn't help. So just mosey on to second grade. All right. We like to culture our fans because most of our fans are just dirt. Just
dingus.
Dingus.
Bunch of dingus.
Bunch of fucking dingus.
Bunch of crumb bums.
Fruit Loop dingus.
Just like us. And so I wanted to get a little culture, bring it up a notch. And we're going to do Macbeth by Billy Shakes, which is also known as William Shakespeare. Have you guys ever read Macbeth?
Nope. That's on the dollar menu, right?
The Macbeth.
Yeah, it's like a limited time only thing.
I think it's just like bread and ranch. Isn't that all it is? Like bun and ranch sauce?
Just bread and ranch. That's my favorite, the Macbeth.
All right. So I am going to read an excerpt, and we'll just help the listeners. We'll talk amongst ourselves of what this really means, because Shakespeare is hard to understand.
Yeah, you need a Shakespearean translator.
Right. And that's what we're here
cliff
for.
Cliff Notes.
That's what we're here for. We're like the Cliff Notes of Macbeth on the dollar menu. Tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. and all of our yesterdays have lightened fools. The way to dust death. Oh, wait. The way to dusty death. Out, out. Brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage. And then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and furry. Slightly nothing.
Furry or fury? Wow.
It was fury.
Okay. Wow. I just wanted to make sure, because maybe Shakespeare was writing about, you know, the people like dressing up in mascot costumes, and he was a trendsetter.
When just reading it, the emotion that comes out of you when just reading it,
I got chills.
It boggles my fucking mind.
I am sitting next to an open window, but you know, I'd like to give it to your reading.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Chase, thoughts?
That was heavy. It was emotionally charged. Definitely. I'd like to chalk it up to him trendsetting the whole furry movement. Like David.
That's what I'm saying.
We're really settling there.
Yeah, that's. I feel
Shakespeare
it.
Was a freak.
All right, Dustin.
Huh.
What did how did this piece of literature speak to you?
What jumped out at me was him talking about like listening to the idiot. So like it made me just think, dang, he would have loved IBWIP.
Nice.
Indubitably.
Jason.
Yeah.
You're a scholar. You like to use.
My tattoo says I'm a scholar.
You use fancy words.
I sure do.
You probably. The Macbeth is probably like nothing for you.
In the park.
What did this mean?
He's basically saying life is short. Skank it.
Okay.
Like the guy from the Mighty Mighty Boss Dogs.
You know what? I didn't even think about that, but yeah, you're exactly
full
right.
Circle dancing.
Wow. We can bring shit around.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even try.
We're real smart on
That's
this show.
We
do good stuff on this show.
We do smart show.
I got a couple more. You want another one?
Oh yeah, like maybe just like 15 or 16 more if you have them.
I only got 13.
Fuck it.
Okay. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and furious his hour upon the stage, and is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury.
This sounds familiar.
Significantly nothing. It's on here again. I don't know what happened. All right. Just act like I didn't say that.
Scratch that one out.
That was the 13th one, so I only got to do 12.
I can't get it all right.
I have no spur to prick the sides of my intent, but only bolting ambition, which arrow leaps itself and falls on the others.
Mm. Wow.
Bring it back.
That's heavy.
Bring apple pie moonshine. Bring it back.
Man. Wait, so ahead of his time. He had a lot to say.
Right, because, I mean, this is obviously about roller derby.
Right.
You know, no spurs.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, he really dislikes idiots. Doesn't like his idiots.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I got out of that one.
What, the roller derby thing?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Really?
That, no.
I just think that what I'm learning from this experience is that Shakespeare is just pushing the whole sans idiot movement.
Right, sans idiot. Jason, what did it mean to you? You seem to be different than everyone else.
I am a different person than the rest of you. That is true. What I would say that he is thinking is, or what he's trying to convey is, like, depending on where you live, there's a night during the week where you have to put out your garbage. And if you don't do it that week, then you're just going to have to put twice as much garbage out the next week.
Thanks for the reminder. I have to do that tonight.
That was profound. That was a very profound explanation.
You know, when somebody brings it to you in a different light, it's just like, ooh.
Perspective. It just
boggles a fucking mind.
Like you get shot in the head. Right?
Dustin, I thought you were with me on the roller derby, but maybe not? Or
yeah, I think he probably liked roller derby. Who wouldn't?
Profound.
Girls in tall socks.
Only lesbians
shorts,
don't like it.
Skating around. What's not to like?
Whew, you ready for this one?
Bring it.
I'm telling you guys.
Is it the
you're
one
welling
you
up.
Blown? I all I read was the first word.
You're like tearing up right now when you're just looking at it.
I read the first word and I was just like, oh, God, it's like somebody hit me with a truck.
It's a gut check.
Yeah, it's like somebody just said, your dog's dead.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
The pages smell like onion, fresh cut onion. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, maybe that's why he's crying. Yeah.
Stars hide your fires. Let not light see my back in deep despair. Oh, or see my black in deep despair. Would you like me to start that over?
Your I'm black sorry. Back?
Stars hide your fires. Let not light see my black ass and deep desire. The eyes wink at the hand, yet let that be which the eyes fears. When it is done, to see.
Oh, is that about masturbating? Because talking about the eye winking at the hand, the one eye wink
fears the hand,
right? Because you're afraid to get your hand pregnant.
Exactly. I don't know. You're like furiously masturbating.
Rosie Paul.
Yeah, that's probably why they held the skull like on the plays all the time
because
they
can't skull fuck. Right, no one wants to put your dick in a bone.
In a cold, bony
ocular cavity.
A skull is like that generation's chastity belt for the hand.
Pretty much.
Because you can't beat off with a skull in your hand.
Right. They're like, here, hold this. Don't ever put it down.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how parents got their kids not to masturbate.
Quit jerking off, Jerry.
Take your grandfather's skull, Jerry. Yeah,
exactly. Jerry. Make a family so it's that much more uncomfortable.
I don't want to fuck grandpa's skull.
Yeah.
You'll fuck your grandma. You're not going to be fucking anything but this. All
right. Dustin, are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That one was we were pretty unanimous on that one. Yeah. It was about
jerking off. I agree.
I mean, I caught it right away.
Angels are bright still, although the brightest fell. I can't look at you. Though all things foul would wear the brows of grace, yet grace must still look so.
Hmm. Wow.
Grace.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest with you guys.
Grace under fire.
I put this together for Blake.
She died 5 years ago.
But
the blessing.
He died thousands of years ago and knew that Grace Under Fire was going to be an awesome show.
He literally died thousands of years ago. And I got to tell you, I put all this
was
together
it,
for you. Like,
was it really thousands?
I think he was like 1200 BC, I want to say.
Thousands? Yeah. Sounds about right. There's cave drawings of Shakespeare in the round.
And Billy Shakes.
Yeah.
Billy Shakes.
I put this together for you, Blake, to read. And it was a lot of just like, oh, Macbeth, you know, Google, copy and paste. I had no idea the amount of emotions that we'd be unearthing tonight. I look at you guys around the table, and there's a bond I cannot put into words.
It's thick. You could cut it with a butter knife.
You could cut it with a shovel.
You could spread it on bread.
You
like,
could
like butter.
You could punch it in the face,
and it would shed a tear.
Yeah, just one tear.
All those things could happen, probably. And Blake, you're the perfect man to read these.
We could all turn gay.
Could we?
I'm in.
Once bitten, twice shy. Yeah, once bitten, twice shy.
There you go.
That means I've had sex with a man once.
Oh, I thought it was a Great White song.
Oh, that was...
Sharks don't write songs, dum-dum. Oh. All right, what's next?
Call me dum-dum.
Why are you talking like that?
What did you guys get from that song, or that passage?
From that song?
From the Great White song, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. What did you get from that, Chase?
Don't play clubs with pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Too soon? Fireworks.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Literally, today is the last day before it becomes not too soon.
Oh.
So you should have waited for it.
God. Well, when it comes out, by the time this episode comes out, it won't be too soon.
Oh, good. Good joke, then.
Perfectly relevant.
Thank you very much. I cut off three people during that. Did you guys want to go back to saying what you were going to say? Or
No.
I mean, Chase is about ready to comment, I think, on Great White.
Great White is moving as Macbeth has been.
Mm.
Great White is just as moving.
I don't have a song for them.
Nah, that's okay.
Oh, I thought you were segueing into it.
I don't even know
well,
how to
do
that.
Well, the times are getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming and a strumming all over God's world. I can't remember when I had my last meal. And something about how a woman feels.
You didn't know what a rock and roll was
until you met my drummer on a grade tour bus.
Halfway home.
In the nick of time.
Something
Cross the state line.
Yeah. Piano solo.
The only band, the only metal band that had a piano in it.
Oh, honky tonk.
It was kind of ragtimey, you know? So we could have played it.
Oh, no, nuts. Yeah. Why don't we think of that? Man, Great White is metal as fuck.
Jeez. God damn. Keep talking. I'm writing stuff.
I lost my virginity to that song.
Really?
I'm going to lose my virginity to that song.
What was her name? Just the first name. We don't want
her. Her is being presumptuous. Please. Please. Hey, go ahead.
Hoyo.
Comedy.
Robert.
Robert A.
Robert.
Roosevelt. Roosevelt was her name. And hot dog. Was it good?
Masterpiece Theater. You can't beat it.
Nope.
You can't beat it with a stick.
Do you have one more?
It's like a sore pizza.
That's it. That's all we're doing?
We hope you've enjoyed this round of Masterpiece Theater. Good night.
Good morrow.
Did you want me to do one more?
I have a lot more tears to shed.
I didn't know. I thought I was going to die.
No, that's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
Okay, well, this is awkward. There's nothing left to do on the show.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing at all?
Nope. Really?
Show is over.
That was a quick one.
30 minutes or less.
I have a BM to make, so that's good.
Hey-o! All right, we'll
we
do
could one. Record it. We could just set
record
the mic
my BM
up.
In
we've
there,
got
yeah. multiple cameras.
We don't have
now.
To be around. Right. Yeah, we got a 2-camera shoot tonight. You can get multi angles on that shit.
Here
literally.
WIP Studios.
Yeah, Instagram my BM.
It plus. Burns when I poop.
Oh, hell.
It burns snap. When everything happens to me, I think. I don't know. Lights, camera, action. Cameras are a plenty in this house right now. We're blowing it up so much that we know that we need 2 cameras now.
There could be more hidden here that I'm not aware of.
There's one underneath the table.
I'm just saying.
There's one underneath the table. Everybody put paint on the table.
I personally vow to bring 2 cameras to the next taping.
Okay. All right. We're going to do a something new. Again, we have just a plethora of
that's right.
ideas.
Good word.
And what we're going to do is it's a new segment called Spaghetti Western. And
so we're going to eat spaghetti?
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, we're going to wear cowboy hats and eat spaghetti.
Yay.
Yay.
I love those things.
Those are good stuff. No, but I wanted
is the spaghetti in the hat? Because that'll make it more fun.
Oh, blowing my mind. You're like Shakespeare of a honky-tonk.
And then he dunked the garlic bread in the hat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God, this is amazing.
Who doesn't like it?
What I was planning on doing, 10 gallons of spaghetti.
Hat.
What I was planning on doing is stupid.
Now. Yeah, just whatever you're going to say, screw that if it had nothing to do with actual spaghetti in actual hats.
I'm really hungry right. now.
I know, right?
You guys want to go to Steak and Shake, get a Chili Mac, and bring our cowboy hats?
Shh, I don't have a job, so you guys are buying. All right, we're going to do it's called Spaghetti Western. I figured, hey, how can we get folks to listen to more than one episode?
Impossible.
So instead of trying to do it, we're gonna do an ongoing story.
A cereal.
Huh?
A cereal.
I like cereal.
Cereal's good. Cereal. And we're gonna call it the Spaghetti Western. IBWIP Spaghetti Western.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
That's not it.
There, Sheriff, Sheriff, come quick. Them Dingle Boys are back in town. They're at the saloon getting all drunk, fraternizing with the ladies of the night, and starting fights. We gotta go do something about it right now.
Deputy Orville Possum Shivers, calm down. Calm down. Ain't no use going down there and getting them all on the defensive. Let them get drunk and have a good time. They'll wake up tomorrow afternoon and head out of town.
I sure hope you're right, Sheriff Justice.
I ain't never been wrong, son. Sorry, I had to get it out of my pocket. Oh, hell. It's Peggy. I gotta answer it. Hello, Peggy. Yes, dear. I'm at the jailhouse. Where else would I be? What? Why are you at the saloon in the first place? What do you mean? They have your wooden leg and won't give it back. Damn it. Me and Possum are heading down there right now.
Come on, Deputy Possum. Guess we got to head down there, shake up the bee's nest.
All right, do you have your gun? I've got my slingshot.
Oh, I thought that was my gun.
Whoops.
Damn right I got my gun. Old Glory has been on my hip for a long, long time. I never leave home without her. Let's go put them boys in line.
Boys, it's going to be a great night. Booze, guns, and ladies. Nothing better.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Dastardly Dirk, you know that Sheriff Justice and Deputy Shivers are on their way over here. They're going to put you boys in line and get my leg back from you. You'll be spending the night in jail.
Peggy, the only place I'm going to be spending the night is between your stump and your right leg.
You're a pig, Dastardly Dirk. A damn pig.
All right, Dastardly Dirk. It's last call for you and your boys. Get the hell out of here before me and Old Glory make you leave.
You and your dingle boys are done causing trouble in our town.
Sheriff, you can take Old Glory and shove her up your retarded deputy's ass. Me and the boys are here to stay. We're taking over this town, and you're the first thing in the way. So I...
Hey, finish cocking your gun.
Don't tell me what to do. I am going to ask you to kindly turn around and keep out of our business.
Dirk, hand over. Hand over Peggy's leg right now.
The only thing that Peggy's getting tonight is my whiskey limp cob knob.
I don't take kindly to you talking like that in front of all these lady folk. And I sure don't take kindly to you talking about ladies in a sexually inappropriate manner. I'm going to count to three, and at the end, you better lay down that leg and slowly head out the door. One. Two.
Now, Sheriff. Let's settle this leg, gentlemen. No need to put all these innocent folks in any danger. Boys, the sheriff here would like us to leave town, but I think outside is the furthest we really need to go. Sheriff, how about a showdown? You win, we leave, and you get Peggy's leg back.
That sounds fair to me. Let's go.
No, Sheriff! He's the fastest draw in the north-southwest region. You'll be killed!
No, Peggy. Sheriff Justice says never lost a showdown. He's 4-0.
Darling, you need to stay inside. I'll be back for you. With your wooden leg in hand.
Oh, Sheriff, I love you.
Now, I've told you before, Peggy, don't fall in love with me. You're bound to get your heart broken. I'm just here for a little while. I never stay in one place too long.
Come on, Justice. It's time to meet Jamaica.
Move him on, hit him up, hit him up. Move him on, hit him up, rawhide.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new Harrowing Adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Same dick time, same dick channel.
All I can say is wow.
I'm hooked.
I'll tune in every episode now.
Jeez. I can't wait to see what happens next.
What's going to happen? Is Peggy going to get her leg back?
I don't know.
Is Dick Justice going to get shot?
I think so. Dastardly Dirk,
Jesus.
He seemed so convincing.
And
yes, God. I agree.
The best shooter in the north-southwest region.
Yeah, I know, right?
4-0.
A cavalcade of characters. I cannot believe it.
There's no way that...
This is an ongoing story. This isn't just going to end. The next one.
Nope. The other night, I watched the season premiere of The Walking Dead. I think
that was
Yeah, Dustin watched it. We were together. We shared a bowl of popcorn.
I wasn't this blown away.
Exactly right. I mean, we thought that premiere was good.
No kidding.
Nothing on this.
Yeah.
If I were you and I had iTunes, I would go ahead and subscribe now because I wouldn't want to fucking miss what happens next.
Of course. You should already be doing that. Speaking of subscribing, you know, that would lead to our release schedule. So if you haven't already checked it out, you should download episode 159. Mad Cool, because it's now available. You don't want to miss that. Trust me. Episode 160, Viscous Discus, is now available. And episode 161, this episode, inevitably titled My Kingdom for Two-Ply Toilet Paper, will be available on October 24th. Episode 162, our next episode, will be live on October 27th and will be released on Halloween.
It's going to be our IBWIP Halloween special. We will have extra music.
Spooky.
We will have as many co-hosts and guest co-hosts that are available for that Monday.
That was an awesome show last year, and the music really is. You picked the best Halloween music. It's really cool.
Yep. If it has to do with the devil, death,
nice,
Satan.
And I will say, too, the Monday that we record, also my birthday.
Yes.
Ooh. Hey. Trick or treat with IBWIP. And don't forget, Thursday, October 30th, is National Candy Corn Day. I feel that if horrible waxy candy corn can get its own holiday, then surely horrible waxy me can have his own holiday. And October is sarcastic month. Yeah. October's totally my favorite month. No. Seriously.
No.
It is.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, for God's sakes, please tell a friend and help support the show.
Give it the bump. Give it the listener bump.
How could you not like what you hear?
Give it the old bump.
Oh, a little bump.
Well, cocaine bump.
Hi-oh.
Hey-yo. Oh, I thought you just got a finger up your ass. No. That was like the ooh.
If doing cocaine helps people subscribe to the show, then I fully endorse cocaine.
Bales of cocaine.
Bales of cocaine?
Falling from those flying planes. Oh. I don't know who dropped them, but I think I'm just the same.
Anybody? Google that.
Anybody?
No, no one. What is that?
That's a Reverend Horton Heat song.
Oh, is it?
You guys suck.
We do suck.
All right, folks. Well, goddamn. We've had a pleasurable experience.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I've been enriched.
I've been pleasured.
I've been
cultured.
Aroused.
I've been cultured.
Yeah, cultured. We've talked everything about how I don't have a job and you need to donate. We did the IBWIP speakeasy spontaneously per Chase's request.
Three testes.
Oxa Love's going to take a shit on camera.
I'll do it. I have no shame.
We read some Macbeth. We even had a spaghetti western.
What other podcast could possibly run the gamut like that?
None.
None podcast. Nada zilch.
We did it. We did the show.
Do we even need to do another one ever again?
Let's start another one right now.
Yeah, we just said we're going to do the Halloween one.
Oh, yeah, the Halloween one.
We'll do a Halloween. Yes. I guess so, for the fans.
And we might have some surprises. It depends. We might have
some spooky surprises.
Yes. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. Remember, look at the calendar on the IBWIP page. I'm going to get there, Cowboy.
I'm touching it. It's Braille for me.
All right, just calm down, Cowboy.
What are you touching?
He's touching me underneath the table.
What is that knobby?
I want to thank everybody before I forget, because I have a tendency to forget other people because I'm selfish and I have no friends.
That's a very enlightened thing to say.
All right. This is the part of the show where my co-host points out on the show notes that it is time for me to prompt you guys to plug your stuff. So, Dustin.
All right. You can check out my music blog, Sleeping with the Radio On. We're on Facebook under, obviously, Sleeping with the Radio On. Or you can check us out at swtro.wordpress.com. We're also on Twitter and Instagram, so look that shit up and follow my shenanigans and come into Co-op Records in Pekin and say hey.
Fly over here.
Buy some stuff.
Yeah, fly over here. Jimmy Pardo did it. Why not you? Are you better than Jimmy Pardo? Maybe. You're probably taller than him. But that's about it. I have to ask.
Yeah.
You say we, and I'm not referring to October, a sarcastic month, when I ask you, are there more people involved than just you and your...
The royal we? No, right. I speak colloquially.
That is fine.
Yeah. Also, there may be some contributors down the road, but for right now, it's my show. I'm a one man show. But I say we to make it so I don't have a big
strength
ego.
In numbers.
Listen,
you know,
this show used to be a lot easier when it was just me. It wasn't as entertaining.
Yeah,
but if you go back to episode 1 through 10, you'll find out it's easier. It's not funnier.
I do have help on the website, so
that's a we. Throw it in there.
So there you go.
There's a group of you.
I thought you said weed.
No, no weed involved in the making of the blog, to my knowledge.
All right. So check that out. Definitely Dustin has a good job. He knows music.
He's not, I do.
It's not just some hoo-ha.
It's my job.
He's cultured.
Duh.
He's not a hoo-ha. Okay,
he's an archive. Chase, what do you got going on, buddy?
You know what? I've got a ton of stuff going on. Time.
Just name five.
Just five, thanks.
Just name five.
No. You know what? What you could do is check out Shadows Incorporated on all of your social networks, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and hop on iTunes. Check out our latest EP, Prospects Inconceivable.
And if you want to buy it in a record store, you can come to Co-op Records in Pekin, Illinois,
exactly.
And buy a copy there.
Can they buy it online from you?
No.
Oh,
can you? But they can buy it at the store.
But I'm saying if they're in Kentucky,
no,
can they
have
call
to buy
you?
It on iTunes.
Can they call you? No, they can call you,
they
right?
They could,
and
but
give you your credit
they'd
card
have to pay
the
shipping and handling.
That's okay. It's worth it. It's an EP. That means it's smaller.
Yeah, exactly. If they want to. I like the physical product. I like putting my hands on things.
Right, so call the Co-op in Pekin, mm-hmm. buy it, give them your credit card number.
That's 309-346-2777.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
Will you sign the album, Dustin?
Yeah, I didn't play on it, but I'll sign it. I'll get Chase to sign it,
that's
and then
necessary.
Like I'll.
You, probably.
Okay, I was gonna say I can sign.
You know, sign it. The voice and Whiskey Chase will sign your copy of the Shadows.
Yeah,
Incorporated.
Yeah. I don't understand. I as big a supporter as I am to Shadows Inc.
Yeah.
I don't have an autographed copy framed. In like the gold, the platinum.
I don't need one. They played in the parking lot of the store at the concerts I put on.
Well, I have a plethora of autographed.
I'm gonna have to hook you up. I'll have to hook you up.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You have four more things. Go ahead.
You can check us out on Amazon MP3 as well and Pandora. Of all things.
That's so cool. You got your own station.
Spotify. Just about any multimedia facet online. Just go ahead and type in Shadows Incorporated and see what happens. Just see
all
what
your
happens.
Upcoming shows are on your website. You
oh,
guys
yeah.
keep it all up
yep.
to date.
We keep everything up to date on our Facebook.
You go to those, some of those
Twitter
places like, oh, new photos coming soon. It's like, I saw that
8 months
ago. Yeah. Yeah. But you guys keep it all up to date.
Yeah, we're real fresh. We're constantly dropping new photos,
he doesn't have
new
the dreadlocks
music.
Anymore.
You know, we are extremely relevant.
Awesome.
Extremely relevant.
Hip and with it.
All right. You are on Snapchat?
Oh, yeah, of course, as nice-boat. All lowercase, no spaces. A lot of fun, a lot of nudes.
You're blowing up, aren't you?
Yeah, it's dude. My Snapchat's
really well.
Just skyrocketing.
Instagram,
yeah, exactly. My Instagram as well. Charles Chalkline at Charles Chalkline. If you want to follow me on Instagram for some more nudes.
All right,
of
and
Dustin,
all
Blake,
hey,
and Locks of Love. They don't know it.
I got
but...
to pay my bill somehow.
Right on, Jason. What do you? What kind of projects do you got going on?
I'm not really working on anything. I know I have to do the dishes when I get home.
Ooh, what's the website for that?
www.goforitdishes.org.
I don't remember eating that dot.
It does. It is weird how leftover food mutates over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They say wash your dishes every 3 to 4 weeks.
What's that green shit?
.gov? That's a competitor. I don't like to plug them. but I do like to plug my really cool, my super cool thrift shop. We got really cool items in this. I got an 8-foot replica Marlin right
yes,
now.
Yes, I saw that.
I've got a 4-foot like skinny snake wine bottle. It's really
not
awesome.
A real Marlin?
It ain't no real Marlin. Sorry.
Well, that way you don't
if
have,
it was real, I'd be there tomorrow.
You have to have a license to have that real Marlin.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To hang an 8-foot Marlin, mm-hmm. you have to have a license. But one
That's
thing,
poppycock.
Listen, you need to drive to his store tomorrow because I know there's something on the wall that you would love to have. It is a huge, huge painting of a bullfighter.
Oh, that is cool.
Oh, a matador?
Yeah. Yeah, it is
a matador?
Cool. Yeah, we're at TascoTradeCo.com. We got, you know, we just had a massive surge of people like us. I think we're at about 650 people that like us right now on Facebook. You'll find out about the coolest new stuff in the shop if you go there. And plentyoffish.com. I am still out there looking. I've got a lot of looks. I've got a few messages. I've been talking to a few ladies. But, hey, the more the merrier, right?
Yeah.
So check me out there.
Don't tie yourself down.
Right. I don't want – not just one fish. Plenty of fish.
Right.
Plenty of fish sticks.
POF.com. And I am at I Own a Bicycle.
All right. Folks, thank you very much for tuning in to IBWIP. I love doing the show. And I love having these guys come over to my house and talk really loud and cuss really loud.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That's what we do.
Poop, fart, turds.
Twat.
Shit.
Son of a bitch.
Poop.
But the main reason for this Waiters. Show is the main reason for this show is music. So let's turn that up a notch.
All right. Wait, dude. I'm not segueing.
No, that's Chase.
But you're ready for it. You're clearly ready for music.
The voice is stealing my spotlight as I'm trying to ring in Dime Store Cowboy by Split Lip Rayfield.
I'd like to hear Dinosaur Cowboy myself. In a battle between man and machine, there can only be one winner. IBWIP will be there giving you the play-by-play.
County Fair Rodeo, it's Dime Store dancing again. Like to spend my time with a woman kind, never run through the bushes and the marshes when we can. Dime Store Cowboy, you look so good with your red boot hat and your buckle from Hollywood. Don't say it, friend, hell, if you say it again, I'm gonna come at you with my fist cocked down in a boot. Dime Store Cowboy, you look so good, don't you run for the first sign of trouble in Hollywood. Took away my bar there, hella wrecked my car, at least Eric did, twice back in the day. Dime Store Cowboy, you look so good, with your red boot hat and your buckle from Hollywood. Don't say me friend, hell, if you say it again, I'm gonna come at you with my fist cocked.